Thank you. Thank you, Chair. Thank you for giving me the floor, and thank you also, Ms. Blankenberg, for the presentation of the sub-program one. I'll start with the program performance for 2024, and at the outset, very much in line with, I can echo the colleague from Barbados, we very much welcome the choice of the focus for the Arctic activities in support of SIDS, in line with some of the mentioned high-level outcomes over the past couple of years. Just perhaps one question, one comment on this part. First, the comment, or both are kind of question and comment. I guess in the analytical part, specifically paragraph 1223, it states that SIDS face, and I'll quote again, limited policy space and less financial, technological, and policy design capacities. Should this be understood as in comparison with other developing countries? And if so, what is the source of such analysis? We're not trying to, apologies, I'm not trying to undermine the fact that there are, let's say, capacity building possibilities, as always, with all countries, but just wondering about where does this designation that the SIDS might have less financial, technological, and policy design capacities compared to other, I assume, developing countries. And the second one, in terms of policy space, where it's referred to, this seems to be implied as exogenously limited, but it should rather be, and I'll refer to the Bridgetown Covenant, paragraph 127F, when we speak about this, so it should be characterized by the international rules and commitments subscribed to by the countries themselves. So we would propose that this is clearly reflected also in the document when we refer to this this concept. Moving on to the presented result 3, and in connection to the result 1, in fact. You started going on this, Ms. Blankenberg, but perhaps you can elaborate a bit whether these two sets of activities are in fact distinct. They appear to have largely similar or even the same sought results, with number 1 focusing on Latin America and number 3 on all regions, including Latin America. In fact, we can even see like the same list of countries being mentioned for 2026. In any event, for both of these results, again, we would request that it is explicitly stated that UNCTAD's assistance in policy design aligns with, and again, in line with the previous comment, relevant international rules and commitments of the respective countries. For the result 1, this can be integrated in paragraph 1225 or one of the performance measures, for instance, on 2026. And for result 3, this can be added to paragraph 1230, which refers to the developed toolkit. So I'm happy to engage with the Secretariat to see what is the most appropriate way to integrate these changes. And as a last comment, and this is also something that has been mentioned in your presentation, Ms. Blankenberg, for the chosen result 2, the description indicates that countries may have not shown interest in the pilot activities to boost debt and related financial transparency. However, the planned results for 2025 and 26 continue to go in that direction. So the question here is, has the interest of these countries changed? Are they now interested in having debt and related financial transparency? And how will UNCTAD measure the improved data collection and transparency, as well as improved interaction with credit rating agencies? If we want the performance measures to be relevant, we need to be able to actually measure this. So we would say that performance measures should be adjusted to reflect this. Thank you.